The two relics that we have here are Blessed Carlo Acutis and St. Manuel Garcia. They are a reminder of what our lives can be if we truly let Christ be the king of our hearts. You might not know much about these two holy men. Blessed Carlo was a typical teenager in most aspects. He loved computers and even started his own website. He wanted to spread Eucharistic devotion, so his website, which you can still visit to this day, is about the different Eucharistic miracles throughout the world. Since the time of his first Holy Communion, he rarely ever missed daily Mass. Could any of us say the same? When he was 15, he developed leukemia, and he died 2 weeks later. While alive, Carlo saw his mission of spreading Eucharistic devotion in our modern age. That was his small way of exercising his kingly role and extending the kingdom of Christ in our day. St. Manuel Garcia had a strong devotion to the Eucharist as well. He was a parish priest and then eventually a bishop. But his parish was poorly attended, and the building itself was falling into disarray. He was discouraged, and consequently, he wanted to switch parishes because of this. He just didn't have the energy. One day, while pouring out his heart before the tabernacle, he felt as if Christ was looking right at him from the tabernacle, gazing at him, and he heard him, pleading him not to leave. From that moment forward, he felt convicted to not abandon his parish, to devote himself to his people and re-energize the faith of the people. That was how he extended the kingdom of Christ in his day. These men are just two examples. The question for us remains, how can we bring about the kingdom of Christ more in our lives, our families, our workplaces? How can we be an instrument of Christ to bring others to him? How can we extend his kingdom through our families? We all can look around in our lives and families and see where we might be falling short in living a Christ-centered life. Yet as long as we're still breathing, it's never too late to recommit to spreading his kingdom of truth and mercy. The young man from the Catholic Digest article had to realize that only in Christ could his peace be found. That applies for everyone. Christ must be the king of our hearts and lives. Otherwise, we, like the young man, will just wander aimlessly through this life. It all begins with a daily yes to our Lord. And so, on this Christ the King Sunday, we must ask ourselves, what can I do in order to extend Christ's kingdom in my everyday life?